G'day, my name's Justin Conlon from Stock and Land, and welcome to Day 2 of Sheep Week. I'd firstly like to acknowledge our principal partner, International Animal Health Products, and our secondary partners, Rural Bank Gallagher and Shearwell. It's with their support that this event's possible. Today is Tuesday, June the 6th. We have 12 exhibits today through the far west of Victoria, a fantastic lineup and a good mixture of different breeds. I'd also like to make sure that everyone fills out an entry form for the 1.5-tonne Peyton's trailing feeder that's up for grabs. If you fail to fill out an entry form, just take note of the keyword today and you'll be able to enter it online at the Stock and Land Sheep Week landing page. The landing page will have a lot of videos and also interviews with participants and visitors, so make sure you check out all the information there. I kick off this lot of interviews with Alan Donovan from LA, and this is what he told us about his offering.
Well, originally we had wildy poles, and when the Australian Whites evolved, we bought a ram and off Paddy Keel, and we liked what we saw, so we just sort of kept heading in that direction. So, you know, we bought sort of, you know, the best rams that were sort of we could afford, we're sort of we bought some stud ewes off Paddy Keel a couple of years later, and some off Gammadale, which are they're in the program.
Yeah.
He's been the one of the major buyers at Paddy Keel tail.
And in terms of what are you looking for in the sheep yourself?
We had 100% shedding with, and I've got to be 100% shedders to be, to be worth mucking around with them. And the wildy poles were that. And early on, you know, some of the Aussie Whites' shedding ability wasn't what you'd like. But I'm pretty confident. Like we'll just cull anything that we had 100% shedders before we started using Aussie White. So if we can't continue with 100% shedders, we just cull the ones that don't do it.
Yeah.
And but you know the breed's getting more reliable in that direction now. You know, like because it's only been around for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and just to give a feel for where you're operating, you're down south towards Portland. Yeah. Could you just give us a snapshot, I guess, of how your farm make up rainfall and the property?
Oh, the rain. Yeah, well, we've got river flats and rising country. So we're in a high rainfall area, and we're in a dairying area really.
Yes.
Dairying and fat lambs.
Yeah.
So,
and no issues with feed or anything like that with your Aussie Whites? You're happy?
Yeah, we're very conscious of it because that's where the Dorper sort of lets the shedding job down. You know, they're just absolutely no good in this area because of their feet.
Yeah.
And our wildy poles were all good with their feet, so. But at this stage, we're all striving to get black nose, black feet in the Aussie Whites. They're not all, you know, they're not completely there yet as far as, you know, black feet. Like a lot of them are, but some of them aren't.
Yeah.
So we're just working on that. But yeah, I'll be culling anything that hasn't got the right sort of feet.
Yeah.
If ours are all grass-fed, so, you know, progeny are only on grass, they shouldn't be, we shouldn't have any foot troubles, and we haven't in the ewe, so.
Yeah, great. And just finally, I just wanted to get a snapshot of what people are likely to see on the day.
Yeah, well,
you.
I'm going to have, I haven't really got a lot of, I've got 8 young rams here that I'd sell a few of those if people wanted them, but like I have sold, we have sold rams and haven't been able to meet the requirement for some people when only sort of haven't been in it long. But I'm going to have, there's 100 ewes, there's 100 first cross ewes that we AI'd this year, and I'll have them in a small paddock close by. I'll have second cross sheep sort of penned up close, some third cross and the studs, and I'll have the eight young rams plus our three older stud rams.
Thanks, Alan, for that. And now we move on to Henry Cameron and his son Damien at Athlone Pole Dorsets, and they're based over at Penshurst. I spoke to Henry earlier in the week, and he gave us a bit of insight into his sheep.
I was 50 years, 1,000 years. And we sell it during that 70, 80 rams in a sale.
Yep.
And, about 80% of the clients are regulars as well, so.
And how long have you been into the Pole Dorsets? Since 1990, is that right?
That's right, yep, 1990, yeah.
And some South Downs as well, is that right?
Yeah, we just started them up 4 months ago, yeah, so. We joined about 200 years this year.
And you're based at Penshurst. Have you always been there?
Yeah, all my life, yeah.
Yeah. And for those that are travelling from, you know, far and wide, hopefully, could you just give us a bit of a snapshot of your property in terms of rainfall and I guess, grass types and things like that?
We're going to have 50% of our ground's volcanic ground, very country, very stone, just for the cheaper rams of it. So the rams are just running. We don't stop any feed, just that's the biggest thing. We just feed on grass.
Yep.
That's the biggest seller here, so.
Yep. And just finally, on the day, what can people expect to see when they come out to Athlone Pole Dorsets?
Just rams, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's spring drop ball and up and south end. We'll have some news on display, young news, so.
Thanks again, Henry. We now move to another significant Pole Dorset breeder, David Gordon from Bruin Pole Dorsets. Took the time to have a chat to us, and this is what he had to say about his operation.
We started in 1984, so we've been at it for some time now, so almost 35 years or 30 years, roughly. That's when we started, 1984. And the stud is, emphasis is on, is performance based.
Yep.
Targeting all the relevant profit drivers in the lamb industry, basically.
And in terms of, I guess, what do you look for in your sheep? Is it structure? Is it, what sort of characteristics are you looking for in your breeding?
We're looking in the breed, structurally sound sheep that present well. Not actually into having, we try to aim for a medium frame sheep rather than because of a lot of OH&S issues going around these days. And clean faces, good legs, structurally sound, along with a balanced set of ASBVs.
Yeah, and for those making the trip down, what will people likely to see at your property?
Basically, we will have probably roughly 100 rams and some stud rams for them to look at at their wool shed on Tuesday.
Do you have it on property sale, or if someone's interested in some of your rams?
We have it on property sale on the third Monday in October every year. Yeah, we'll have about 150 rams for sale.
And for those travelling that perhaps haven't been to the Western District, could you just give us a snapshot of where you're located?
We're located at southwest of Con. responded, and average rainfall of about 30 inches. There, so it's quite wet, and we stock pretty heavily, so we run under, they all run under pretty much commercial conditions. So.
Yeah, and is your operation just stud, or do you have commercial sheep as well?
We run about 5,000 crossbred ewes as well, and a commercial operation, yes.
Thanks for that insight into your property, David. We now move to Cloven Hills, the operation of Chris and Kate Dorahy. Chris and Kate have got a fantastic lineup for visitors on the day, and Chris was good enough to give me a bit of an insight into some of the things you could see at Cloven Hills.
Yes, certainly. So we were established, Cloven Hills was established in 1977, and we're one of the leading prime land studs in Australia. So we focus on breeding for fertility growth and carcass characteristics from ewes which are moderately sized and have resilience, so they can really stand up and perform under a range of environmental conditions. And so that enabled us to optimise stocking rate and then put a lot of lambs on the ground and make sure they hit the ground running so that they can rapidly meet target weights and yields.
Yeah, and could you give me sort of a feel of the breeding makeup of your,
yep,
of your stock?
So the base is 50% Coopworth. We find they're very good, hardy and productive sheep. 10% East Frisian, so they provide fertility and good milking ability. And then the balance is more terminal traits, so white Suffolk and Pole Dorset, to provide that good growth that I mentioned, and also the carcass characteristics. So trying to get the balance of fertility and growth in the one animal, which fits in very well with our self-replacing system.
Great. And for those coming on the day, what's sort of the likely makeup of what you're showing on the day?
Yeah, so they'll be of that sort of rough breed breakdown, so a composite rams and ewe lambs on display. So we can show the people the style of sheep, and we have sort of focused on sort of getting consistency of style within that so that there's not too much variation within them.
Yeah, and then prior to this interview, we were just talking about the makeup of your property. You've had some blue, or you've purchased a blue gum block, but what's the makeup of the rest of your property? And
so we're running about 1,942 acres in total, so about 786 hectares. So of that, we've got 1,221 acres of open country here at Cloven Hills, and then we've just bought the 561 acres next door, which was harvested blue gum. That was part of the original property that Kate's parents owned, and so we've brought that back in. And we also run 160 acres of lease, a lease block at Wando Bridge, about 10 kilometres down the road.
Yeah, great. And if stock catch someone's eyes when they visit, do you have an annual sale, or when can people buy progeny?
Well, we do both. So we've got we put most of our rams up for sale at our auction, on which this year will be on Monday the 9th of October. But we also do have private sale rams available as well.
And just finally, just for those that aren't familiar with where you're based, could you just give us a snapshot of how to get to your property?
Right, so depending on which direction you're coming from, so if you're coming from Coleraine, you track up the hill about 10 kilometres and turn left onto Nareen Road, and then left onto Sassima Road, and then right onto Haydens Road. And if you're coming from Casterton, go on the Casterton and Edenhope Road, turn right onto Sassima Road, follow that about 4 or 5 kilometres and left onto Haydens Road on the left-hand side.
Well, we look forward to catching up with yourself and Kate on the day.
Yeah, likewise. Justin, we're looking forward to it. I hope it's a fairly relaxed and casual day, and we're hoping to, looking forward to spending some time with other farmers to share our experiences about sheep farming and talk about our challenges now and opportunities for the future.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your time.
Excellent.
Continuing on with day two, another one of our Pole Dorset exhibits for the day, Esther Glasgow from SJAM, just gave me a bit of a rundown on what she's got on offer.
Yeah, no worries. So we started in 1998 with five pasture-based ewes from Shillelagh Pole Dorset, just down the road, and then since then we have bought several stud rams from elite studs, mainly basing ourselves out of the Paddy Hill genetics. And, we can take a live by a ram every second year to improve the, our flock as best as we can.
Yep. And in terms of what people can see on the day, can you just give us a feel for what visitors might see at SGM?
So we'll have a selection of our sale rams. Our sale date is on Friday the 13th of October. So we'll have a selection of them, and then we'll have some stud rams on display, as well as ewes with lambs at foot. There'll be mixed stage ewes, and people can come over for a have a look around and see what we've got.
Yeah, great. And just for those that aren't familiar with the Western District, can you just tell us where you're located? You're at Woolsthorpe?
Yeah, we're at Woolsthorpe, so we're down Harris Road. We're about 6 k's from Woolsthorpe, and Woolsthorpe is about 25 k's southwest of Warrnambool.
Thank you, Esther. And now we move to the furthest north property on the day, verging on the Wimmera. I caught up with Anthony Close from Karawira Merinos, and he just talked about some of the sheep that he'll have on display.
Yeah, we're probably going to have, we've got 8 rams in, so we're going to pick a pen of 5 out of the sheep mentioned. We're going to have some the main stud sires in here, a couple of which have been used in the sire evaluation, and then there will just be a mixture of some stud rams that will be up for the ram sale, as well as some ewe lambs as well.
Yeah, and just for those people that haven't been up to your neck of the woods, sort of, can you give us a snapshot of, I guess, the lay of the land and rainfall and those sorts of things?
It's really this red gum country here. We're sort of right on the edge of the Wimmera. We're at 23-inch rainfall, which is, in the new terms, about 600, I think. We're sort of a 5 to 6 month growing season, predominantly spring, sort of spring finished with everything. We're right on the northern end of the Western District, really, around a couple of k's of the Canola River, so we're in between a little bit.
Yeah, and just in terms of, I guess, your breeding objectives, where have you come from and where are you heading to, I guess, with your sheep?
Traditionally, we're an elite wool sort of stud, but we're trying to move as quick as we can with the times and pushing a lot more obviously carcass into the animals as well as fertility. And now we're starting to really focus on some maternal instinct. So we're birth weighing all our lambs, and we'll look at birth weight. So we'll get gestation length on our AIs and all that sort of stuff, as well as that maternal instinct. All the prime lamb people sort of doing that. We're trying to do that with the brown merinos, but just push that mothering ability and just lift the lamb survival.
Thanks, Anthony. Moving further to the south now, and I'd like to make special note of this property, Moora Hills Pole Dorset's with Linton Price. Unfortunately, Linton's listing didn't go in the booklet for an oversight on our behalf, but I'd like to thank Linton for his understanding. Linton's based down towards Port Fairy and has a great lineup of pole Dorset's for you to look at, and this is what Linton told me about his sheep.
Basically, people are saying today, we're landing at the moment, so it'll only be, I'll have all the ram lambs in, that'll be up for sale in October, and I'll have the ewe lambs on display as well, so.
Yeah. And just to give people. Go on, sorry.
I won't have any ewes and lambs, but I'm not concerned. If people want to go for a drive out and have a look at the ewes, would be more than welcome to do so. But. Traditionally, our average rainfall is 32 inch. We're between Hamilton and Port Fairy. It's about 20 miles of coast as a crow flies. It's pretty good. It is wet country, but it's very good. Country's very fertile. It'll grow grass. We've been in the sheep now for the last 10 years. And we've been the cattle since 1957, so...
Yeah.
As far as the sheep go, we've used a lot of different... we started off with a base flock was pure Allendale blood, and we've progressed from there. We've infused Leenala, Banyan on West, Derry Knock, Glowroy, Bruin. We've lambs this year, lost a couple of Bruin rams, and we've used rams of our own as well. So
yeah.
Thanks, Linton. And Linton also wanted to highlight that they have an on-property sale on Wednesday, October the 11th. We've only got two merino offerings on day two, but they're both fantastic, the next one being Mount Yulong, and I caught up with Peter Rogers.
We've been breeding poles for 37 years. We aim to breed up sort of a dual-purpose plain body sheep. We still a reasonable amount of wool on them, and fertility, we're trying to tick all the boxes. You've got the money drivers nowadays, like fertility, lands on the ground, and then keep the wool cut up.
Yep.
And have a carcass sheep to sell at the end of it. So basically what we're trying to do.
Yep. And in terms of breeding, where does that come from, and what's it, you know, what is it based on, I guess?
Yeah, well, when we started, we were on sort of our own New South Wales bloodlines, and then we put a bit of South Australian in there for size. I bought a stud ram from Collinsville 10 years ago that had a reasonable influence on the stud. We bought a stud ram from East Mundulla 3 years ago, which is a Western Australian stud. Concentrating on with some of our own young size as well, just to get the meat in the frame all right.
Yeah, and
I've got wool in the frame, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess for those that haven't been to your part of the world or your district, what's the makeup of your property and rainfall and soil types and things like that?
Yeah, well, we're at a sort of 550 mil rainfall, it's supposed to be. It was more than that last year, obviously, but the 2 years before that was a fair bit less. So, and we get most of our rains fall in the winter. We're running a 2,000 hectare property. We sort of got commercial sheep as well as 700 stud ewes.
Yeah.
But predominantly sheep. I do just a little bit of cropping, mainly for our own use.
Yeah.
And run a few cattle just to knock down a bit of rough feed. So, yeah. But we're predominantly sheep. And we're in the Tangatuck East District, which is sort of 65 k's south of Horsham and 80 k's north of Hamilton.
Yeah.
And close to Rockman's Reservoir.
Just to finish off, Pete, you work along with Daniel, your son.
Yep.
What can people expect to see on the day when they come along?
Yep, we'll have our young. We've got a show team. We always do up a few sheep for shows. So we'll be in, and we'll have our young last year's drop rams, our top ones, which are in the shed, and our sale rams, which are paddock prepared. They'll be in on display. So, and depending on the weather, there might be a mob of weaners as well.
Yeah, excellent.
So it's around the paddock. So, so it'll be.
In terms of this year's season, I've spoken to a few people in your neck of the woods, and it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is. We can't complain about it. It's as good as we've had it for a long time this time of the year. Plenty of feed. We've got ewes lambing at the moment, and the survival rate seems really good. So I'm expecting some pretty good lambing percentages.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter. We now move across to Hawksdale, to Nadell Down South Downs, and I had a talk to Anthony Nyorka about his South Down flock.
Yeah, well, I've got a ewe base of 350 ewes, and I'm basically concentrating on early maturing sheep with tight wool and good structure.
Yep.
Targeting like your trade market, and I guess with the tighter wools, you can put them over your Romney base ewes and your Kugler base ewes, or basically anything really, and be fairly confident that you're going to come out with a good even line of lambs at the end of the day.
Yep. And your sort of breeding program, lambing and things like that, when does that occur?
We lamb July and August. everything gets weighed and tagged and recorded. Get the best genetic gains that we can so that our clients can achieve maximum results at the end of the day and improve their bottom line.
Yeah. And just finally, Anthony, just on the day, what are people likely to see? Is there rams, breeding ewes? What can people expect to see on the day?
Yeah, everything is going to be on the cover. So we're going to have it all up in the shed. We're going to have breeding ewes on show, size from this year's lot, some young lambs. Give people a bit of an idea of where we're going as a stud and what we have to offer and how we can fit into other people's breeding programs. And, you know, it's well, you know, we're open to anyone to come and have a look and have a bit of a sticky beak and just see if the South Downs will fit into their program. And I'm pretty confident that they will.
Thanks, Anthony. We now move across to Inglefield, to the property of Dean Cameron and Mandy, and they're offering at Normac of White Suffolk, and their terminal breeds. I had trouble with the audio with Dean, so Mandy was good enough to step in and just give us a bit of a feel for what they're going to have on offer for day two.
Probably be on display.
Yep.
And we'll also showcase our new terminal, sorry, our White Suffolk South Down Cross brand that we've got available to suit a different type of farmer. And we're hoping to also have our show team on display as well. And the farm has changed over the years. It used to predominantly be a superfine merino wool.
Yeah.
We then started doing fat lambs, so our crossbred. And due to that, because we were buying rams ourselves for our crossbreds, we then ended up trialling various ones that would work in our area to give us decent lambs. And we found that the White Suffolk were the ones that produced the best lambs for us. So rather than purchase the rams ourselves, we thought, why can't we breed them ourselves? So hence that's why the White Suffolk stud came up. Then an opportunity arose with a mate who was doing Suffolks as well to purchase some Suffolk ewes. So we thought, why not trial the Suffolks as well and export them to China because of the demand?
Great.
Which is what we've been doing and been fairly successful. I mean, look, we're a pretty new stud and our sales have gone pretty well. We're happy with the results. In terms of happy with the results, I mean that we're happy with the client's lambs that they're producing. You know, we're sort of focusing on the commercial side. We're not breeding rams for other breeders. That's not our focus.
Yep.
And I guess, you know, Juno's philosophy is what we've trialled here, if it works for us in our area, then it should work for other farmers in our area. So, and the reason we've started the White Suffolk and Suffolk crosses is that Juno was actually, South Down crosses, White Suffolk and South Down crosses, was because Dean was actually asked, you know, was he interested in doing that for a few farmers. So we thought we'd trial it ourselves and see how the lambs came out, and so far they're looking really good. So,
thanks, Mandy and Dean from Normac. We now move to a New Zealand Romney breed, the Wairi. Ross Macklin was good enough to educate me on the history of the breed. They're based down at Haywood. And he started off this interview by talking about the history of the breed and the resilience to parasites.
Yeah, I started recording in 1926 in New Zealand because I wanted to get a better strain of Romney. And then in the 1960s, I actually started performance recording. In the late 60s, I started making new lambs to get more fertility into the flock. And they've been recorded. And then in 95, they started, had a policy where new lambs, only that got in lamb, got into the flock. And now the rest were sold. And then in the early 2000, they created another policy where they stopped drenching. The last drench mature ewes got is when they were in lamb as a hogget. That's the last official drench. inch they've got, and we've kept that policy up over here. We have produced land here in 015, and they haven't been drenched since I've been here. And the produce that we've got this year, the last drench they got was midwinter last year. So, it's all going well. And the Romneys are a very tough breed facility, black noses, black feet, are very good over terminals. You still get a good, very good carcass. And, of course, you've got the maternal side if you want to keep the maternals as ewe lambs and follow them through. And
For those travelling down to see you on the day, what are you likely to see when you come to the property?
They'll see the Romney ewe lambs. They'll see a line of half-crossed Romney lambs. They'll see the ram lambs. They'll see Romney tutus, and they'll see the original mixed-age Romneys that got flown over in 2015.
Yeah, and just if someone does like what they see, do you have an on-property sale, or how can people buy stock?
It's all private sale. We sort of start selling sort of beginning of October, mid-October there, and it's just private sale at this stage.
Yeah. And for those that can't get along on the day, is there somewhere they can go and find out a bit more information, a website or a number or something?
We've got WWYRARI, which they can follow that up on a website, and also they've got our phone numbers, and we're always open to inspection at any time. Yeah. Most welcome to have people come and look any time.
And you're based down at Haywood, is that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Thanks, Ross. And our final interview for the day is with Tim Johnson from Wiradjuri. Tim was good enough to break away from a delegation of Coopworth breeders down in Tasmania to put this interview together.
We run Wiradjuri Coopworth Stud, comprising 300 performance recorded Coopworth ewes based on New Zealand and Australian genetics. We're a commercial operation which the stud supports, producing self-replacing prime lamb mothers, but also with emphasis on carcass, weight gain and carcass characteristics as well. Yeah. So, and alongside that, we've got a recently established South Suffolk stud, targeting early maturing, high yielding terminal lamb, which are ideal over made and ewes and new lambs.
Yeah, great. And for those travelling around for Sheep Week, what will you have on offer on the day?
We will have a display of young lamb hoggets that will then be available for sale in the spring. We'll also have some young stud ewes, and depending on the weather, we'll have some commercial ewes close by as well. So people get a good picture of the type of sheep we're trying to breed. We'll have some performance data from kill sheets and scanning sheets available for people to see the commercial outcomes of what we're trying to do. And it'll be open for happy discussions during the day with anyone that's interested.
Yeah, great. And for those that are a bit foreign to your neck of the woods, could you give us a bit of a guide here of where you're located?
We're on the Coleraine Balmoral Road, exactly midway. So travelling Hamilton to Coleraine, taking the Balmoral Road out, 25 km. Well signposted.
Yeah, and you just mentioned you have an annual sale. It's later in the year in October, is that right?
Yeah, it's 5th of October this year. All our rams will be offered at the on-property sale this year, and we're one of the Coopworth studs that maintain a fairly strict discipline onto the type of Coopworth sheep that we're breeding. We don't breed composite sheep, so anyone interested in the Coopworth ram that gives their ewes full opportunity for hybrid vigour in their terminal crosses should be advised to have a good look at their sheep.
And just in closing, how's your season look shaping up? Pretty good?
Oh, excellent. After a good spring, we've had good opening rains, and it's one of those precious seasons that we only get every now and again, so we're enjoying that. Going to years ago, it was a good sheep for the winter, and one of those treats sort of the years.
Okay, thanks very much, Jim. That was great. That closes off our interviews with our exhibitors for day two. I'd like to thank them all for being involved in Sheep Week. Again, I'd like to thank our partners, International Animal Health Products, Rural Bank, Gallagher and Shearwell. I'd like to remind you again about our competition. Make sure you enter your chance to win that 1.5-tonne patent trailing feeder. Simply fill out an entry form at each of the exhibitors' sites or go online to the Stock and Land website and hit the Sheep Week tab, and there should be an entry form there. All you'll need to do is remember the keyword for the day. So closing off on day two, day three, four and five podcasts are to follow. I'd love you to get along to those. But for now, signing out from Justin Conlon. Thanks.